This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome to a new work week. And as we get this week started, let's open up God's Word, the Bible, and see what God has to say to us. Don't forget, God is the center of everything. He is the one who caused this whole universe to be. Everything is about Him. Even we ourselves were designed by God, made in His image. And although that beautiful image of God has been damaged in us because we've gone our own way and ignored God, still, God is wanting to rebuild His image in us and remake our lives and bring wholeness and meaning to us. And that wholeness and meaning only comes through a living relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. If you want to build and deepen your relationship with Jesus, you need to spend time with Him. And so I encourage you every day to begin your day by getting on your knees with your Bible open in front of you and simply saying, God, speak to me. And as God speaks to you through His Word, you talk back to Him about what He's teaching you and about your life, and ask Him to lead and guide you in life. Your life will never be the same if that becomes your regular practice. We're talking this week about being set free, and we want to read a little bit out of the Gospel of John in the Bible. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus was speaking to a group of Jews. He says in verse 12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. And after that, the Pharisees kind of entered into a discussion with Jesus. And the outcome of that discussion, verse 30 says, as he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you abide, that means if you remain, if you live, if you base your life around my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's offspring and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you shall become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin, and the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. If therefore the son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, what about you in your own life today? Do you feel free in your inner life, in your spiritual life? That's what God wants for you. And Jesus says, if you continue, if you live in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine. Then you're truly looking to learn from me about life and how to live and what I can do in your life. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Are you living in God's Word? Or have you just kind of got this Christian thing going where you know you need to read the Bible every now and then and get in your home group or go to church on Sunday and kind of assuage your guilt enough to keep on going? No, that's not what it's all about. You need to build your life around the truth in God's Word. As you spend time in God's Word, God changes the way you think about life and about everything, about your circumstances, about who He is, why He would be working in this way in your life. And when you do that, when you make God's Word be the foundation that you build your life on, Jesus says, then you'll know the truth. You'll have God's way of thinking about life, and that truth will make you free. Why don't you make a commitment today to begin building your life around God's Word? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.